Thank you very much for your statement. I have two questions, quite different. One coming from the beginning of your statement and one derived from the rest of it. You posed the question, are neocons losing steam? Are they on the defensive? Or are they only tactically regrouping? And I'd like you to elaborate a little bit on your ideas about that. In that context, I'll segue into the next question, which may have some bearing on how you answer the first part. You paint a rather dismal picture of a potential ability, even, for Europe to be a counterweight to the United States' imperial intentions. I hadn't expected to hear such a strong summation to the negative. I did expect to hear a certain amount of negative, but your position is rather bleak, and from the perspective of course, Americans looking to Europe to do something a bit more dramatic to stay the hand of the imperial power, I must say I was quite distressed. Not having much interaction within the European political scene other than some human rights cases at the Council of Europe, the European Court of Human Rights, and some difficulties even in aligning the European Court of Justice as two almost conflicting jurisdictions with no clear lines, I realize that the politics in Europe as a whole are difficult to sort out and are in a position of an enormous amount of complexity. And yet I still have some expectation that in some way Europe can rally. And I'm wondering if you concur at all, if you have a formula for encouraging a more affirmative role in Europe on this hand. I had some questions about regional possibilities to ask the previous speaker, but we can hopefully do that more in a summation phase, et cetera. But I do want your views about potential for European rallying around this perspective and whether it might be linked to your view of perhaps the neocons losing steam, whether it might be linked to the ongoing catastrophe in Iraq or other and perhaps growing fears of the potential for weapon system. I remember you made a point about European countries simply cannot keep up with the weapons development of the United States, which now intends on having rockets launched from space stations. So we don't even have to leave home anymore with ground soldiers. We just sit, what's called the armchair wars. We just sit and push buttons. So I'm asking for encouraging words, as one of our famous cowboy songs talks about. Do you have any?